Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, Deion, Cowboys. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. Lou Riddick thinks it won't happen, and he's got a specific reason. Did he text you back, by the way?
Oh, I didn't ask him.
Oh, okay.
He goes by
That's great.
What the heck? All right.
You seem really serious about that, though, John.
Yeah. I mean, like I know he goes by Lewis. I was going to text him, and I thought, you know what?
Don't bother.
I'm not going to wake him up and ask him, do you like to be called Lou? He goes by Lewis. Yeah.
Big gulps, huh?
Maybe later.
All right. Yeah. Well, he kind of goes by both. It's like Herm Edwards. My recollection when he was here, he was more Herman Edwards.
Maybe.
And now it's more Herm Edwards. But
Rhea,
would you agree when he played? I was very young.
I thought he was Herman Edwards.
Herman, right?
I was super
young
too. But
he was Herman Edwards.
Yeah.
And now he's Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway, yeah.
Joe, do you know
Wechter
where...
Wechter says,
you
know, Herman too. Right. Wechter says Herman,
when he played, he was Herman Edwards.
Do you know where Riddick went to college?
Pitt!
He's a Panther!
Yeah, he did.
That's when Pitt used to be.
You're
good.
Really getting haughty about the Pitt thing.
I think he might have played.
Joe's
for
always getting on my case for Pitt, so I just have to, you know, test his knowledge a little bit.
He might have played for Gruden at Pitt. Was Gruden at
Gruden
Pitt
was
when he was?
Gruden was
I
at
think
Pitt.
Gruden was at Pitt
before the Packers and
way
the Eagles.
Way back, yeah, yeah, way back.
I didn't
like
know
late
that.
'80s, maybe.
Well, maybe. I mean, he was offense coordinator here.
He
I think,
was
at
the
29.
Wide receivers coach at Pitt in 1991.
Wow. 91. Okay.
Good job, John.
What a call by you, dude.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah.
Acknowledged.
I didn't know that at all. All right, I do know that Lewis Riddick thinks Deion to Dallas will not work if it happens. Well, it just isn't going to happen. Listen to what Lewis Riddick said.
This is just not a match to me that seems like it makes a whole lot of sense from a professional standpoint. Deion is the ultimate alpha. The ultimate alpha. He has his hands on every single part of the Colorado football team and of the Colorado football organization. He won't have the same kind of influence in Dallas. We all know this. We talk about this on Get Up every year. We understand what head coaches are up against when they're going and working for Jerry Jones and you're working at the Dallas Cowboys. It's a unique situation. It's a situation that probably on its surface looks a lot differently than it does once you get in it and once you're kind of like going through the motions every single day. Does that to me sound like a match for Deion? Look, I don't want to speak for the man. You should never try and speak for the man. But I'll speak from experience. It doesn't seem like a good match for me. Could it be something that absolutely would light headlines on fire forever? Yeah, it would. But there's a difference between the business and the profession. And professionally, I just don't see this as being a match.
It's an interesting perspective. I mean, the whole thing would have to start with this. Who picks the players? And if you're Deion, and I'm not saying Deion should pick the players. Very few coaches should.
He's been a coach for like 3 years.
I know. But I'm just saying, I could see him being like, look, I want to win.
I mean, just the concept of it is wild.
Do I trust Jerry Jones to effectively pick the players? And I think anybody with reasonable sense at this point would say no.
And there's a lot of sense out there, though, from people that Deion, he's, 3 years into his 5-year deal at Buffalo, at Colorado?
I think it's two.
It's a leverage play, yeah.
Is a leverage
I've heard the
play
same thing.
Money.
I've heard that this is good for both sides, is what
correct.
I've heard people say.
Correct. It's more promotion for the Cowboys, it's more promotion for Deion, and that they were kind of in on it.
Wow. The Jason Witten thing is strange.
Crazy.
Remember Jason Witten as an announcer.
Terrible.
I don't think he's been coaching.
He's never coached.
Since
has
then.
There ever been, other than Jeff Saturday for that like interim thing, has anyone ever gotten an NFL head coaching job with zero coaching experience? I don't think that's ever happened before.
Saturday, wasn't it?
I said other than Saturday, as an interim coach, I don't think it's ever happened before.
So it's happened in other sports.
Yeah, in other sports, of course it has.
Basketball.
Yeah, of course. But I don't think it's ever happened in the NFL.
That's a good question. I don't know.
It just makes sense. If I'm the Cowboys organization, I look at Jason Witten, I look at Kellen Moore, and I feel like, okay, one guy actually has done it in this league for a long time. He was here in our organization for 8 years.
Yeah.
We know he can work with Dak. We know he can call plays. It seems like the safe and wise move when you're considering between him and Deion and Jason Witten. It seems like, I don't know, the chalk move.
I mean, look, Kellen Moore is a very viable candidate. I mean, it depends how much they want to go external and other guys. I mean,
my concern with that is, once again, Jalen would be in a new language of an offense for another year. So I would hope that someone could come in who would do the same offense with the same language. Yeah. I don't know if that means he has to be here now or if that means he's just a West Coast type guy who has the same terminology. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So Frank Reich's out there. Doug Peterson's out there. Got some
dudes. I love Frank Reich being out there.
So, Devin, your comment, you wouldn't be heartbroken. You're down on Kellen Moore?
I don't think he's bad at his job, but I wouldn't be super upset if he left for a head coaching job. Like, he's obviously better than Brian Johnson last year, but it's just very vanilla to me. And I know that maybe Jalen Hurts plays a part in that, but it's just like every game he picks one play and just calls it over and over and over again. It's
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Frustrating to watch. I just haven't been overly impressed.
Ben and I shake our head yes when you say Jalen plays a part in that. Ben, I think they've been coaching around him for a couple years.
100%.
And I think it makes the coordinators look worse, but they're calling plays they think he can handle.
Yes, 100%. And I think it's worked against both sides. And the fact that I think they just don't let him. I think he's gotten to the point now where he is just so conscious of turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. He just will not let that thing go.
He doesn't rip it.
He will
50-50s.
Not let it go.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And you're going to see the complete
but I
opposite
think he
from
can
Stafford on
and
Sunday.
Will. When
isn't that smart,
he
though,
to.
Too?
I think he is as,
with,
yes,
with this,
as
with this
wise
team to an extent.
Right now, in this situation, like, don't make mistakes.
No, early in the season, he came out the gates, and he was taking those shots, and he made some mistakes because the ball was caught by the other team. And then, the backlash for that was he's not going to do that.
And they haven't lost a game that he has played all the way through since he's done that, just for what it's worth.
But you have the weapons that he has. Take a chance at some point.
Ben, he will.
Well, he may not.
He must if we are trailing in a game. I don't think he's going to go back there and just eat it and not take the shot. I think it is game specific.
It is fascinating.
It is crazy to watch. I have not seen a guy be this conservative and really like selfless in a lot of ways with the statistics and everything else because guys have some ego.
Yeah.
He is as ego-less as any quarterback I've ever witnessed, which is a great thing for us.
No, it's pretty wild.
I don't
think
he gets any credit for that.
I agree with you on
that. No one ever talks about that part. That's a huge deal.
I agree with that. I do. All right, one other NFL thing I just want to get to. It's not Eagles related, but it's something just to be aware of. We've talked about the Brady thing before as an announcer and him being the Raiders owner. Fascinating. And Rhea, this came from Ian Rappaport, correct? Through Richard Deitch's column?
Yeah, so Richard Deitch does the sports media column in The Athletic, and Richard based this note in his column off of Ian Rappaport's tweet.
All right, so here's what it says. It says, and this is a quote, I'm reading from it. It says, thanks in part to the involvement of Tom Brady, whose sources say personally vouched for Ben Johnson and implored him to take an interview through his agent. Johnson spoke with them being the Raiders, right, Ray? Them being the Raiders?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, essentially, Brady recruited Ben Johnson to interview. And then the story goes on to say, Rappaport also reported, quote, Brady was influential in the decision to fire Antonio Pierce and Tom Telesco, seeking alignment from him to the GM to the coach. Now, here's what the article, the Richard Deitch writer says. He says, Rappaport is not a social media rando. He works for the NFL. He's one of the prominent insiders of the sport, and he's well aware of the significance of putting the Brady news out. So we are now less than a week away from Fox's lead NFL analyst calling games of a team, that's the Lions, where he is actively recruiting one of its coaches.
Wow.
There is no other NFL broadcast with this kind of working conflict, but we already knew that. What Fox Sports should do out of respect for the audience is have Brady and his partner Kevin Burkhardt discuss that Brady has been part of the process involving Johnson, a central figure in the game they are calling Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It would be transparent, it would be honest, and it would also help Brady with viewers.
It's insane.
It is insane.
It's crazy.
Like, if he's just going on, and the thing is,
it's a mockery.
Ben Johnson, you can go on and on about him. He's very good, right?
Yeah.
But if Brady's doing it, I'm going, he's just trying to hire him. And, you know, Greece, we've said it all along.
It's too much.
The minute that it's an insane conflict of interest.
It's gotten worse than I expected.
Yeah.
It really has.
Well, it makes a mockery of it.
It can't be allowed.
It's a mockery of the job. Yeah. It is.
Any further. They need to put the kibosh on this. This has to be the last year that Brady has his hands
choose
in
one. Choose one.
You have to pick one or the other.
He's got $350 million coming to him.
I mean,
and he's going to have to
also owner of an NFL franchise.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Good luck with that. One or the other, man.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.